This is a dictation for Miss Carla Mathis, CARRLAMATHIS. Date of service is 6/9/2022. Date of accident 11/16/2021. Date of birth 6/1/1980. Miss Carla Mathis is presenting herself for a evaluation follow-up visit. She was originally involved in an automobile accident where she was rear-ended on 11/16/2021, leading to all the symptoms as reported. She has no headaches. However, she has occasional dizziness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, which usually have got better along with spots in the vision. Additionally, patient has always complained of pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back, with radiation to the right arm all the way involving first and third finger, and is numbness, tingling constantly, as well as to the left buttock and left front thigh radiation. She has pain in the right shoulder with ability to abduct up to 160 degrees without pain. All of these symptoms have remained continuous, and today she reports that her pain in the lower back is around 4. However, the radiation to the right leg, posteriorly, laterally, and anteriorly, continues all the way to the ankle. Neck pain is 6 and is radiating to the right arm continuously with the involvement of fingers 1, 2, and 3. Right shoulder pain is reported to be 6 with the ability to lift the arm up to 160 degrees. Overall pain level has varied from 4 to 6 with the effect on the ADL 5. 60% pains are reported relieved. In the ADL patient report, work is affected 10, sleep is affected 8, general activity, mood, relationship with other people, and enjoyment of life are affected 7, walking ability is affected 6. In the system review, patient reports that there is a severe difficulty sleeping, weakness, lack of focus, lack of concentration, poor work performance, anxiety. However, the patient denies any headaches or dizziness, vertigo, or vision disturbance, or double vision, or loss of memory, or loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. In the pain and numbness, patient reports lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, and pain in the left shoulder, neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back, as well as in the right wrist and hand, right hip, and moderate difficulty walking. The pain in the arm is increasingly worse. It is going down all the way into the front and the back of the arm as a glove-like fashion. The legs and the arm are weak, and there is a radiation of the pain from the neck with stiffness. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient report, there are no changes in the pain level. Pain is the same. And also, there is no change in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse none is reported. Compliance is the patient does report full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 185/108. Pulse is 87. Pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination is same from the previous visit of 5/10/2022, dictation number 0512-077. Diagnosis is the same. Plan of care is we reviewed the maps and we with the labs we find the patient to be in compliance. Patient will continue our physical therapy, focusing on neck, mid-back, lower back, shoulders, and other areas of pain. 3 times per week with traction massage ecotherapy. Disability is ordered for work, housework, and transportation. The patient is undergoing neuropsych evaluation that has been ordered. Medication-wise, patient will continue on Celebrex, 200 mg daily, tizanidine 4 mg twice a day, tramadol 100 mg twice a day, lunesta 1 mg, voltaren gel and lidocaine patch. Patient was advised about the help with the lumbar epidural and cervical epidural. She has not made it to our office in a while for her personal reasons, but she has had appointments to come back every 15 days. It appears that she doesn't want to come, but we have impressed upon her the options for this, and patient has been advised that will benefit because she has a multi-level disc involvement, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7 and C7-T1, as well as she has terrible pain in the and disc involvement, L4, L5, L5-S1. Even injection to the left shoulder will benefit her. We ask the patient to schedule for the injections. Thank you.